Grace to you and peace from God who creates and redeems and sustains all things. Amen. So, Vicar, in the beginning of this Advent season, as the crowd says to John, what should we do?
Well, the simple answer and the surface answer would be, I think they should give them coats.
Okay.
Keep their wages fair.
Okay.
And maybe shouldn't extort people.
Simple then, right?
Why?
I mean, what's the big mystery about Christianity then? It sounds to me, at least from John, that that's all we have to do. And what is it that we avoid by doing all of this?
Oh, hell. Oh, hell!
Oh, hell!
Hell!
Exactly. We avoid the winnowing, so the vision that John has of the Messiah is one that I think feels familiar to a lot of people. It's that street preacher who reminds you that if you do bad in the world, if you sin, then you will... Not only will you die, it's what happens to you after you die. You get thrown into the unquenchable fire where you will burn in eternity. The gospel of the Lord.
We're done now, right?
We can be seated. Or maybe John gets it wrong. It's no wonder that in the gospel for today, the people are wondering in their hearts if this might not be the Messiah. Because John brings an almost messianic, apocalyptic message, one that I think continues to resonate for all of us. What do you think?
I think so. I think that that message has charisma. It has a lot of draw and appeal to it. We are drawn to those outspoken and loud voice preachers.
What? Yeah, I think back to an experience that we had of that kind of message of the gospel. A few years back, we were at the Honolulu AIDS Walk, and we were wearing our beautiful goldenrod shirts that say, God's work, our hands, and Lutheran Church of Honolulu on the back. And there was a street preacher who was there at the park, right on the edge of where we were getting ready to walk. And he was full of John the Baptist, fire and brimstone. And everyone that walked by, he proclaimed that they were all going to hell. Apparently having AIDS does that to you. He just went on and on. And I told this story once before a few years back. And the staff was beside themselves about what to do about this guy who was basically telling them that everyone was going to hell and all of this stuff. And then our little group of Lutherans in our goldenrod shirts walked by and he said, God's work, our hands. How about you're the devil's work? What kind of a pastor are you? I couldn't help but think, but in some ways we're pretty comfortable with the idea that when we do good, when we follow the rules, when we follow convention, that somehow that's what we need to do to please God. Isn't that what the crowd seems to think, or at least what John seems
right
to tell them?
People are going out and asking John constantly, what should we do?
What should we do?
But they're not asking the right question.
I think that's right. And maybe neither do we. All these years of working with church councils and synodical councils and all of this, all the time the question that gets asked is, what should we do next? What should we do? As if somehow we can continue to do something that will solve the deeper and difficult problems or bring life. It's so ironic to me that John tells about this coming Messiah as one who comes with a winnowing fork in his hand and throws, you know, takes care of the granary floor, and all of you that bear good fruit, you good wheat seeds, you get to stay, but the rest of you, you chaff, you, into the fire. As if somehow, if you've never lied or coveted or killed or stolen or said an unkind word, anyone not done any of those things? All of those things. One little girl raised her hand in the first service. And I said, remember the part about lying? As if the Messiah that John is talking about
is a division and a divider and one who splits apart people and families. But you know, we talked about this just now. That's a popular Messiah. That's a Messiah that appeals to a lot of people. But that's not the Messiah who comes.
Who does come?
An innocent baby. A one who's defenseless. A one who takes on empire and challenges empire by sitting with the lowly and the least. The Messiah that comes is the Messiah that comes to die.
So it turns out, blasphemy of blasphemies, that John may have in fact been wrong. It's ironic, isn't it? That John paints a picture of this fire-breathing dragon of a Messiah, and then when people say, what should we do, who does he sound like? Jesus! Well, you should treat each other well. You shouldn't steal from each other. All those kind of gentle things. Is it any wonder that people were confused about who the Messiah might be? But still, they ask the wrong question. What should we do? Luther answered that question. And I think people to this day are still trying to figure out what he meant. People ask, what should we do to receive God's salvation? And what did Luther say? You're Lutherans, for goodness sake, somebody should know. Lord, have mercy. Pastor, please save me. He said, nothing. Nothing. Paul says there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Nothing. And Luther says there is nothing that you can do to make God save you. For God has already done so.
That sounds a lot like the first reading, doesn't it, with Zephaniah?
Yeah, isn't it funny that we get the gospel today from Zephaniah instead of from Luke? Zephaniah says, look, I will not remember your offenses. I will put right all that is wrong.
I will gather up all people to myself.
And I will remain with them forever. So maybe the question is not, what shall we do?
But who shall we be?
And so God proclaims that we belong to God. And that indwelling presence of the Messiah begins in this child whose name was Jesus. And the promise of God continues to live in and through every one of us. And the good that we do and the way that we give ourselves out over and over again for the sake of the world is not rooted in the question, what should we do so that we can please God? But isn't God wonderful? And whose are we? We belong to God. So that in joy and peace and love, we can give ourselves away to the world. For God has proclaimed in a child born in Bethlehem, announced by John, that a child will be born, the Messiah, And his name is Jesus. So, what should we do?
Ah, but who shall we be?
Amen.